The aunts clucked like chickens whenever a woman walked up the blue stone path. They could read desperation from half a mile away. A woman who was head over heels and wanted to make certain her love was returned would be happy to hand over a cameo that had been in her family for generations. One who had been betrayed would pay even more. But those women who wanted someone else's husband, they were the worst. They would do absolutely anything for love. They got all twisted up, like rubber bands, just from the heat of their desire, and they didn't give a damn for convention and good manners. As soon as the aunt saw one of those women walking up the path, they sent the girl straight to the attic, even on December nights, when twilight came well before 4:30. On those murky evenings, the sisters never protested that it was too early or that they weren't yet tired. They tiptoed up the stairs, holding hands. From the landing, beneath the dusty old portrait of Maria Owens, the girls called out their goodnights. They went to their rooms, slipped their nightgowns over their heads, then went directly to the back staircase so they could creep down again, press their ears against the door, and listen in to every word. Sometimes, when it was an extremely dark evening, and Jillian was feeling especially brave, she would push the door ajar with her foot, and Sally wouldn't dare to close it again, for fear it might creak and give them away. "This is so silly," Sally would whisper. "It's utter nonsense," she'd decree. "Then go to bed," Jillian would whisper right back. "Go on," she'd suggest, knowing that Sally wouldn't dare to miss any of what happened next. From the angle of the back stairs, the girls could see the old black stove and the table and the hooked rug where the aunt's customers often paced back and forth. They could see how love might control you from your head to your toes, not to mention every single part of you in between. Because of this, Sally and Jillian had learned things most children their age had not, that it was always wise to collect fingernail clippings that had once been the living tissue of your beloved, just in case he should take it into his head to stray, that a woman could want a man so much she might vomit in the kitchen sink, or cry so fiercely blood would form in the corners of her eyes. On evenings when the orange moon was rising in the sky and some woman was crying in their kitchen, Sally and Jillian would lock pinkies and vow never to be ruled by their passions. "Yuck," the girls would whisper to each other when a client of their aunt's would weep or lift her blouse to show the raw marks where she'd cut the name of her beloved into her skin with a razor. "Not us," the sisters would swear, locking their fingers even more tightly.